This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Quincy Jones, Jimi Hendrix, Macklemore. What do these three musicians have in common, aside from being equally influential? They're all alumni of Garfield High School. An academically esteemed and ethnically diverse campus located in the urban central district of Seattle, Washington. Opened in 1923, the high school takes its name not from the sardonic cartoon cat, but from James Garfield, the U.S. president who was shot and died a slow, agonizing death over the course of 79 days, during which inept physicians force-fed him rectally. And it was across the street from Garfield High where, in 1984, two longtime friends, Azelle Stevens and Lewis Rudd, opened a fried chicken restaurant intended for the more traditional oral method of consumption. The eatery's scrumptious breaded bird, based off a recipe from Rudd's native Texas, is never frozen, fat-trimmed, double-battered, and cooked in 100% vegetable oil, and was a quick hit with locals. In 1994, the eatery began expanding, eventually growing to its current 15 locations. Its fried chicken became a favorite of Oprah Winfrey. Oh, Jesus. She even has it flown into Chicago, a city which is no slouch when it comes to crispy skinned fowl. You fucking door quagger. And it's not just the Big O. The family-owned chain was recently proclaimed by Esquire magazine to be the best fried chicken in America. So it turns out Seattleites and Americans at large agree with Garfield High alum Macklemore, as quoted on his single, Let's Eat. Fuck it, man. I love fried shit. This week on Doughboys, Azelle's famous chicken. What's up, Seattle? Welcome to Doughboys. Oh, yeah. I like this. Turn this into a one-man show, maybe. Weiger and I have not merged. He is on his way to the theater right now. He was detained for, they suspected that he had coronavirus, so he's going to be here shortly. How's everybody doing out there tonight? Thanks for coming out to the show. Oh, Jesus. I'm having a good time. Oh, fuck. It does feel like Garth when he was alone on the show. I really don't know what to do. Nirvana, am I right, everybody? Frasier. I gotta say, you guys get a lot of shit for your town, be like, it's like, oh, it's like a depressed town. And then I flew into like dark gray, and our Lyft driver was like, I haven't seen the sun in days. Like, the sun came, and I was like, I haven't seen it in days. It's fucked up. You guys lived up in a fucked up area of the world. All right. This week's roast. This week's roast is courtesy of Sean Hickson, the man who puts the micro and the soft in Microsoft, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell. Actually, we should play the whole song. Oh, boy. I'm texting him right now. Oh God, please come to the show. I'm bombing. No, I'm not doing the lettuce wrap. FaceTime him? That is kind of funny. Let's see if he picks up. Here we go. I have just you guys up. Oh, I should show you guys him. Hey, Wigs. Say it again.
What's happening?
You need to get here right now, man.
I'm 9 minutes away.
That's too long. Shut the fuck up. Get to the show, you late piece of shit. All right, goodbye. This is hard. It's a hard job. You know what? Maybe I'll be nicer to him. Guys, Emma, should I hit him with a drop? Play that sweet, sweet drop.
But if this ever-changing world,
why did I do this alone?
Makes you give in and cry.
Crinkle cut fries. Crinkle cut fries. Crinkle cut fries. Crinkle cut fries. I don't like fries.
All right, that's done. Hey, Mitch, here's a new drop I made thanks to Stephanie on the Facebook group for the inspiration. See tonight, Robert Persinger, the drop king himself, and it's his birthday today. Where is he? Robert, it's great to see you in person so I can tell you face to face, fuck off, you piece of shit. All right. Thank you, Robert. Happy birthday, buddy. That's you coming to Doughboys on your birthday is the most depressing thing that's ever happened in Seattle. All right. I'm going to introduce my guest. She's the best in the world. Give it up for the very funny Tony Charlene Ramos. I don't have your intro.
That's the intro.
Really?
Yep, that's the intro.
Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, what a great audience.
So we're fucked. Wiger's not here. I told him. I knew this would happen. He had work today, and I agree. And he had a work today. I can't even talk about what he's working on. It's a new Star
cool.
Wars show. It's the Baby Watto show.
I don't know what
and
that
he,
means.
And he left. His flight got delayed, and he got in basically at 9:51. And so we've just been sitting up there, and I've been telling Tony that my stomach hurts for the last 45 minutes.
You've been saying that for the past few days.
It does. It does hurt.
Yeah.
How are you, Tony?
I'm good.
Oh, man,
thank
something
you.
About this chair turns you into a fucking loser.
Me?
No, me. You're great. You're in the Mitch chair, baby.
Ooh.
That's Party Central.
Oh, Hachi Machi. I feel dumb as fuck.
All right.
It's great. Why, Groovy? Here, you're fine.
You are from the Seattle area.
I am! I went to school in Spanaway!
Some people yelled out, no!
And they're very fair, too.
Why?
At Bethel High School! Yeah. I lived in Graham.
Address.
I forget. I went to the Puyallup Fair. My parents live in Tacoma. And they're here tonight. Mom?
She stood us up.
No, I knew they weren't coming. I talked them out of coming, actually.
Was like, this section for your whole family? This big empty section?
It was not, but also, what is up with that?
I don't know. Yikes, Doughboy's numbers are not looking good. Weiger's going to blame this on me. Actually, when you did the show alone, actually, the numbers went down big time, buddy.
I mean, not wrong. But I was only here sixth grade through sophomore year.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and first grade.
Get the fuck out of this city. No offense. You were in the Uber for when that guy said that, like, I haven't seen the sun. Remember when the sun came through the clouds?
I lived it. It truly is remarkable when that happens. Sure.
Really? Yeah. It rains that much?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What a depressing little town. We're drinking Schilling hard ciders, Emerald City.
Yeah.
And they're from Taylor or at Vulgar Lasagna, who's also here. So thank you for those ciders. That rules.
Oh, nice. Oh, right there. I'm drinking a Journey Martini.
I think that we should do a snack segment before the show even starts. What do you guys think of that?
Oh, great. Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Chocolates?
Yeah, we don't need the theme music, but it's snack or whack.
Emma!
An early snack or whack.
Look how cool.
Don't worry,
Emma
this
is.
Isn't like the segment. We'll do another one. Relax, everyone.
Don't worry. Jesus, man.
So my friend Adria works at a chocolate factory, much like Willy Wonka. And she works, she works at Theo Chocolate. Are you guys familiar with Theo Chocolate? Ian is also from Theo Chocolate, who's here tonight, and her sister-in-law, Jen. What's up, Ian? How you doing? We got some Theo Chocolate in bags here. But she said, don't worry about the presentation, because it's very good. And then we got some Franz Chocolate as well. In Salt and Caramel. So these are... Not as big as a reaction
more
for Franz.
Theo. All right. Oh, these are so cute.
So we got some of these gray salt caramel. What is gray salt?
Ooh. Gross. Old.
Yeah, it sounds older salt. And then we got some Theo chocolate here too, some dark chocolate. We got a lot of chocolate to taste. All right. And more. Here's more. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. How
Jesus
the fuck is this
Christ.
Happening? The bags rolling off the table?
How did you ever do anything
I don't
on
know.
Stage?
It's the last minute. They switched up shit on me. I didn't know what the fuck to do.
Truly, your only training is to, like...
improvise.
Yeah.
I have no other skills.
You really don't. You really don't.
I'm a loser. I can't even do this right. I fucking suck.
No, you're not a loser.
I'm going to jump off the fucking Space Needle.
Yeah!
Is that how Frasier ended?
As far
Did
as I
jump
know,
off?
Yeah. You're not a loser, but what did you do this past week?
Who, me?
Yeah.
My mother came to town.
You
she said to
her.
Me, no peeking, more than once. and we cleaned out my apartment at age 37. Thank you. Are you getting right into him?
Yeah.
I thought there. All right, fine. I'm opening up one of Fran's smoked.
What are we supposed to do?
I got some smoked salt caramel coming right now.
Oh, okay. I have Theo's dark salted caramels.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh, caramels. That's how you say it.
Yeah. Caramel. Oh, baby.
Those are pretty good.
Theo, cherry, bourbon, caramels. Mm.
Who is Theo? Adria, who is Theo? Oh, the tree. All right.
Oh, tree chocolate? Mm. Cool.
Fucking tree chocolate. Fucking whack.
Wait, so this is snack or whack?
No, I mean,
or
that's
just
a good point. My friend brought these candies from the place she works at. And we're going to rank them snack or whack.
I mean, it's... Yeah, they're all going to be a snack.
Mm-hmm.
If you snack on chocolate... Jesus Christ,
I'm about
man.
To... I can't do this.
You're fine.
I'm losing my mind. I can't open the fucking Fran package. You piece of shit.
Hi. What is this configuration? The guest, Tony, you should sit in the middle. That's what we usually do.
I asked him and he said...
I had to take over your spot. I didn't know what to do.
Give me 1 second. I gotta get my laptop out. How's everyone doing? Hi, Seattle!
Oh, I do everything right.
How are your chocolates?
You can take your seat back.
Mitch, don't you have a little something for Weiger? A little roast.
Mitch is walking over to his mic.
All right, everybody. It kind of ruined it by him running out here like a fucking madman.
Oh, now you don't want him.
Please welcome my co-host. Ho-host?
Got him.
What's happening here? A less personable fleshlight, Nick Weiger.
I don't think I've ever given anyone as much sexual gratification as a fleshlight. These things are workhorses. Guys, so I don't... How much... Did you explain the situation? You explain why I'm so terribly...
Not really. I was just scared the whole time.
So what happened today is I am working on this a TV pilot, and today is the day we shot the pilot, so I could not get out of work. They just basically like, you couldn't get out of work. So
I told them it was what it was. Baby Watto.
I'm on Baby Watto. Baby Yoda was such a sensation that they're just like, we're just going to do all Star Wars babies now. It's great. It's very cute. Vaguely anti-Semitic, yeah. But that's part of the charm.
You're going to get a good crowd with that, though. It's going to work out.
Yeah, people are going to love it. So anyway, so as a result, I had to get on a flight, like, just, like, as soon as my work ended, I had to just hop in an Uber, fucking hour to the airport, and then I had to get on my flight, and I would have barely made it except for my flight got delayed. So that ended up I ended up landing an hour later than I was supposed to land, which it's frankly my fault for my choice of airline. I didn't tell you this, Mitch, but I took a private plane. And
how?
So the issue is a lot of celebrities are flying on this plane. And so it's, you know, I thought they'd be, like, everyone would be cool, but no, Malcolm Gladwell's up in the cockpit, talking the pilot's ear off, asking if he's had 10,000 hours of flight school. Matt Groening took his shoes and socks off, stunk up the whole cabin. Mike Bloomberg's there, he needed a phone book to sit on.
How's old Billy boy?
So here's the thing. Clinton refused to stow his tenor sax in the overhead compartment. And we're like, Bill, what are you doing? You know how flights work. Haven't you been on planes before?
Mm-hmm.
He was being real stubborn.
This is the Arsenio sax.
But President Clinton, that's the sax you played on the Arsenio
that's
Hall
right.
show? That's very impressive. That should be in the Smithsonian.
I keep it by my side at all times, baby.
Oh, so you always kind of carry it with you. You know, I've heard that same thing about Kenny G, is he kind of has his soprano sax with him at all times. It's kind of like a security blanket.
Mm-hmm. when me and Monica did the dirty, I played this bad boy. Oh. And when I came, I did a low, a baritone G.
You're cool as hell.
I gotta tell y'all, I love these Theos. I tried all the Theos so far. Why? Because get
tasting. Are we eating these? Reading these Franz and Theos. You guys know Franz and Theos out here? Okay.
There's Theo milk salted caramels, Theo caramels. Sorry, I don't know how to say it. Theo dark salted caramels, and Theo ghost chili caramels, which are very spicy. Wise, if you're a heat seeker like I know you are, you'll like those. And then these little, are these ones called?
Little the cherry bourbon, ones.
The cherry bourbon caramels that have little hearts. It's very cute.
Caramels. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I was saying it. I was thinking.
Let me tell you this. So this one has a little bit of the salt on top of, which I'm sure you've discussed.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's just a treat. When you get salty and sweet together, it really works for me. It doesn't work for everybody.
I can't believe that you do better than me.
It's
heartbreaking.
I would love the top salt on these chocolates.
Tony, I know you're someone who likes to inhale marijuana. Do you have a sweet tooth?
Her mom was maybe here tonight.
Oh, I apologize.
My parents get high.
Hell yeah. Do you like a sweet treat when you get the munchies?
I generally am more of a salty gal.
I would
rather go for a bowl of top ramen versus ice cream, but if I could have them both, I would. Or I eat them both.
Top ramen?
Oh, for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If you're stoned, that seems like such a to-do. It seems like a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
such
you gotta...
Such a to-do.
You have to heat water?
It is a to-do, but you know, if you get to the kitchen, you're like, all right, I have an activity.
Right.
I'm doing it. Yeah. Or like a burrito or like a slice of pizza, something like that. But I like both. But if I had to choose, I would say more savory versus
Got it.
Sweet.
So I had this one, this Fran smoked salt caramel. What else should I try?
You should try all the Theos.
I really like these.
Okay, let's try the Theos. The
these
Theo
my
caramel.
Friend Adria, who you know, and then also I've tried all of them. They're all snacks.
I mean, yeah, if that's what we're doing, of course.
I rank them all snacks, but I go Theo. I think Theos are better. I'm not just saying that because she's my friend.
Wow. This one's shaped like a heart.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, kind of like a, you know, your life meter in a Zelda game. And this is a...
That's what you're asking the wizard for at some point.
You would love it if you could get some more heart containers. I'm going to take a look.
What? I'm saying that's what you're asking the wizard for, like you're the Tin Man.
Oh, you switch franchises.
You didn't get my reference from a 1930s movie?
No, sorry.
Not timely enough for you, eh?
Weiger, have we done an update on your smoking pot? Are you okay? Can you do it now?
There was an incident.
I know. What?
I finished chewing this and I'll
okay.
detail the incident.
There was an incident?
There was an incident.
I got high. Do you smoke?
No, it gets me. I mean, you saw me. I just broke down with nothing.
I know. I know, but it's not. It's not like when's the last time
I
you
used
got
to,
high? It's not that.
The last time I got high was probably like 7 years ago now.
What? Really?
That's right. Straight edge, baby. Like
really?
All the great Seattle bands. I'm straight edge.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So here's what happened. I got myself, it was using the vape for a while, and the vape was doing me right.
Because it told you when to stop.
Yeah, it was very easy for me to follow the... Because the thing about marijuana is it's too complicated, but a vape I could wrap my head around.
Oh, boy.
However...
Also, did you guys bring your pillows tonight? It is a late start.
I read all the scare stuff about vapes are killing you and you're inhaling fiberglass or whatever. I'm going to have the fucking honeycomb lung or whatever that horrific ailment is.
Popcorn lung?
Popcorn lung. That's what it is.
Sounds
Both of them sound
delicious.
Pretty. Yeah, sounds delicious.
I would love it.
And so I got scared off of the vape. I put my vape away and I bought some edibles, as one does.
Nice.
So
I love an edible.
Here's the thing about edibles. The amount that you're
this
supposed to take...
This is how you turn into a John Wayne Gacy. It's true.
The amount that you're supposed to take does not necessarily correspond with how you would consume a normal, non-edible type, like a normal food.
Uh-huh.
Like
right. I'm not going to eat a whole cookie versus...
Well, see, you know that.
Okay.
But, so I got these edible tablets that I was just like, oh, okay, this is like a pill. I'll pop it like I'm having a melatonin. Yeah.
The least fun edible is the one you got. You got, like, Advil edibles?
I don't want do extra... you have any microchips? just a tablet.
I didn't want any superfluous cows, so I was just like, I can have these. These dissolve on my tongue like a vitamin. And I took one that I was like, okay, I'll take one pill. And it was 25 milligrams, which I guess is a fair amount.
Oh, my.
So I forgot how to breathe. And I basically...
Hey, Natalie. Yeah, Nick, what's up? I'm the angel of death, buddy.
And then he took the edible. Interesting.
So she was witness to this, and I was basically... she was a real trooper, but I basically spent 4 hours... pacing through our apartment, like just doing like a loose loop, like a NASCAR style loop of our living room and bedroom.
500 times?
Yeah. I mean, I might have done the equivalent of a NASCAR race. And I did that, and I fucking just like until I gradually got so tired I fell asleep, but I felt like I just like my chest was just caved in. I was, like, so anxious. It was, like, the worst panic attack I've ever had.
Did you have to do anything the next day? Were you... Oh, my gosh. What was... I
think the next day was Thanksgiving?
Jesus.
Yeah, it was rough. It was a bad... And so after that, I got scared off, and I haven't touched the stuff
This
next.
Is how it always would end. I told you this. That this is how it would end. You are a dork, my friend. You stay away from stuff like that.
You got a lot of power right now, Mitch.
Yeah, I know. I feel a lot better.
Yeah, okay.
You don't make Garth go out on stage by himself, Liger. It was truly a meltdown moment. Dave Ferguson.
Yes.
He had weed Listerine strips, and they melted together.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
And he took them, and he was like, guys, little situation here. I'm going to the hospital. And I think he went to the hospital with Katie, his now wife.
Wow.
Girlfriend of the time.
And did what? It was like, I'm real high?
I think so.
That's the worst place to be if you're
that's
high.
That's awful.
Jesus.
I think you two cool dudes. At least you did, like the old school walking room where you like walk in circles.
Yeah.
I think they should bring those back. That's kind of cool.
I don't mind pacing.
Yeah.
They'll pace. I wanted to talk about something before we get into this week's chain, which is one to discuss. Which one?
Wait, you're gonna taste. Oh, you're gonna eat your.
I'm gonna taste everything.
He hasn't eaten his food, everybody.
I haven't eaten the food yet. I came straight here from the airport. I got everything in this bag. Emma secured it for me. She's a trooper.
I also want to say that I read your intro, and I promised everyone I would not look at it before I read it. I just went in cold and fucked it up a bunch. Yeah, it was good.
I'm sure you did great. He did great, didn't he?
How many of you thought he sucked?
Motherfuckers. Oh. Idaho to Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't play your drop yet?
We did play the drop.
Oh, okay.
I panicked and was like, Emma, drop, like after 3 seconds.
Got it.
I had nothing else to say.
It was a good drop.
Did you try all the chocolates? We got to get to the bottom of this snack and whack. What you're going to say.
The ones I've had, I think, are delightful. I think in the interest of time, I think we should move on. But I did want to talk real quick before we talk about this week's chain. I'll munch on some more as the show progresses. But I'm going to say this. Before we get into this week's chain, last time we were in Seattle, we went to Dick's Drive-In, which
We should have gone again.
Was very well received by you and me and Evan Susser. Loved it. Loved yeah. Dick's Drive-In. Delightful. Tony, have you been there before?
I don't know. No, I have not. Okay.
She's vegetarian. She's vegan, everyone. Leave her alone.
I haven't. I'm still a person. I just haven't been to Dick's. I'm sorry. I'll go.
Are you happy now?
You made our guest sad.
I mean, that's fair. That, you know what? Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
I will say that you probably would have even more trouble finding something to eat at Dick's as you did than you did at this week's chain, which we're reviewing, which is Azelle's Famous Chicken. Now, my understanding is that the man who founded Azelle's, Azelle himself, he split up with the co-founder Lewis Rudd. And opened his own fried chicken place called Heaven Sent. Do people like Heaven Sent?
Wow. Are there some people who like Heaven Sent over Azelle's? Wow. They're the same.
They're the same, man.
And speaking of the fact that you are a vegetarian and you're reviewing this chain with us, which we just did not think through.
Yes, we did. I said, Tony is a vegan,
yeah.
And I said, we should probably do taco time. You're like, I really want some fried chicken, buddy.
Hold on. We placed it to, first off, I brought up that she was vegetarian. Then we placed it to Tony.
Okay, fine.
And said, hey, we have these two options. What do you think? Tony, very cool, is like, I'm down with whatever. I can find stuff to eat at either place. I said, I think Azelle's got more of a response on our social media. More people seem to like want to go to Azelle's. So then if Tony's neutral on it, I'd say we go there. Mitch, you said, I'm cool with whatever. I just want Tony to be happy. You didn't make it. You didn't cast a vote.
We kind of both decided. I was like, if does the audience want one or the other? What are we doing here? Like, let's figure it out. We both agreed, and then Mitch later was like, well, whatever, I don't know.
I didn't say anything for a long time. I also have chocolate on my fist. I'm not sure if it's from the candies or I'm just sweating it out.
Kind of an evergreen statement for Mitch, I got chocolate on my fist.
Hey, Mitch. I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life, but also...
giver of heat.
Giver of a dehydrator in chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun
that's
built for everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out, there's never a doubt. The moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny it's gonna be hot, 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 hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
It sure does, and the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Gets you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean?
Come on.
The moon is cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
The moon is cool. Cool, cool, cool. Tear, pour. Live more. 1 stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach.
Wow.
Green grape.
Wow. Raspberry melon and lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DOUGHBOYS at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code DOUGHBOYS at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool, cool, cool.
And the sun is hot, hot, hot,
hot.
Oh boy, Mitch. Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use code DOUGHBOYS at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura frame so much. Is this true? She got my sister one, and now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah. Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wags, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So we've got, but speaking of it being a poor choice for vegetarians, I looked up a bunch of different, you know, reviews of this chain, and one of them from the Everett Herald, which I guess is in Everett, Washington, the sum up said, hey, some Everett people, some Everett heads, how's it going? Specialty fried chicken, vegetarian options, no.
Mm-hmm.
Just
wow.
A flat no.
I'm generally, vegan, and then I looked it up and I was like, all right, I'll be vegetarian for the day. That's all right.
There was great. An issue. It was very tough to get
It was fine. I ordered a bunch of sides. It was great.
All right, good.
Or who knows? I don't know. It was easy. It wasn't that everybody's... There was only one thing that you guys ate that was... Or there's only one part of it that I couldn't eat. It's fine.
The chicken, yes.
Yeah. What's in the name, but that's fine. I'm excited for you to try it.
So I just opened up the this red...
We got like a pizza delivery
bag. Red pizza delivery thing, which we, I believe the venue gave us, that was holding this, and just like a fried chicken like wind just kind of came out of it. Just this waft of like deep fried odor. It's very, very enticing.
You know what's going to happen. Some fat guys are going to float up on stage. Which means with our audience, that it might be the whole crew.
You just come floating.
I'm going to float from here over to Wagger's seat. Wow,
all right,
look at
I'm
that.
I'm going to dig in. While I'm doing this, I'm going to try to eat off Mike as much as possible, and I'm just going to take some nibbles here. I want you guys to talk a little bit about your experience at Ezel's. You went earlier today.
We went earlier today. We flew in at a reasonable time.
Mm-hmm. We don't have jobs, so it was quite easy for
us. Hiya, Tony. I dropped Mother off at the airport.
That's true.
We went to the airport together.
Be honest, have you kissed your mom?
What the hell? Of course I've kissed my mom.
Do you still kiss your mom on the lips?
She's always like, she'll always do this and point to her cheek. Like she wants a kiss on the cheek.
But answer the question.
Yes, I still kiss my mom on the cheek.
On the lips.
No, I don't kiss her on the lips.
Do you want to?
Unless it's...
Be honest.
I only kiss her on the lips if we've both had a few drinks. No, we watch Dateline together. And my mom is like, that man's shorter than you think he is. That's all it is. Like, she's like commenting on these murderers. She's like, he's not as tall as I thought he would be. That's all it is her commenting on Dateline murder men.
And what are your comments on Dateline murder men?
I'm just sitting there silently, being like, don't kiss her on the lips, don't kiss her on the lips.
Is there anybody who still kisses their parents on the lips? Yeah!
Hell yeah, be proud!
Hashtag... kiss mommy and daddy.
Wygert, have you ever kissed your mom or dad, just even on the cheek?
Yeah, we just did some kissing. When we were younger, when I was a boy, when I was a little boy.
Wow, the swinging 60s.
If you think about it, there is a day where you're like, that's the, for some of us, that's the last time I've kissed my parents on the lips. And you don't know it.
That is a good point. There was a time.
There's just one moment where it's like, well, I'm done doing that.
You're right. You know what? I'll get in one last kiss before it's all said and done.
You better do it fast.
Now, Wally and Irma, their chips are fucking chapped from how much kissing I do to them.
Do your cats kiss you on the lips?
Yeah, I guess I'll put out my lips to Wally sometimes and he'll go in for a kiss.
Nice. Do you sometimes put stuff on your lips so they will kiss you
more?
Yes,
I put tuna around my lips. No! I'm not a monster.
I don't know if that's a monster thing.
I kiss both Wally and Irma.
Yeah.
Irma will sometimes like move her head away and I'll be like, sit down you, and I'll kiss her. Get her lips, kiss her on the lips.
Get her lips, kiss
And sometimes
her
I'll kiss, sometimes with Wally I'll be like... Multiple kisses.
Yeah.
Like Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. I have dogs and I do that too. Although they're very willing.
Dogs will stick their tongue in your mouth.
Basically. Absolutely.
Yeah. See, I don't. Wally and Irma and I, we don't. There's no tongue exchange.
Yeah. It's rough.
Except sometimes I'll kiss them on the lips and I'll feel their teeth, which is kind of strange. See, we could have done this show without you.
This is great. This is gold. I have had this. I started in Sides Country, so I had some of the mac and cheese, the Heritage mac and cheese. I had some of the barbecue beans, and then I had what they call the cream slaw, which I love.
Oh shit, that's important.
Well,
send it this way, my friend.
Yeah, have some. I like that cream is like the central element of the slaw.
Are we all eating off that spoon?
I mean, you don't have to.
I'm fine with it. I'm just...
I don't care.
All what right, is Seattle's deal? What is your guy... What is the...
What the fuck do you mean? What's our... What do you mean?
They're like...
What do you mean? Oh, coleslaw freaks.
No, I'm
want?
Trying to say what their deal is.
What do you want?
They're like the quiet kid in the lunchroom. Are they cool? Are they going to shoot us?
Fuck.
I don't know what the deal is.
They might do both. Sure.
Mitch is workshopping his new character, Grunge Seinfeld.
Seattle's a confused... I like the city
what
a lot.
What are you confused by?
They throw fish. That's a thing that they do.
Oh,
it
yeah.
rains. A lot of great musicians are from here.
What are you... Okay.
Weiger, it's a great city to kill yourself in.
Those all go together to me. I don't understand what you're confused by.
I know, I just...
Lack of racism.
Oh, no. Yeah, what's the deal? my flight attendant's name was Kramer today.
Whoa!
I thought it was very interesting.
What does that have to do with
you said
Seinfeld.
Racism, yeah, and Seinfeld.
Oh, yes. You're right.
Weiger, what the fuck? People are watching you eat.
You have more
Jesus Christ.
I have chocolate
you
again.
You have more chocolate. Sucking up all these.
How am I getting chocolate all over myself?
You're a little freak.
Seattle. Seattle's a cool ass city. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's what you're trying to say? No, it's not.
Yes,
now you want the audience.
It's true.
Not. No.
Fuck Chicago. Fuck fucking.
You don't have to fuck another place.
Yeah, you do. You gotta put a place down to bring a place
no.
up.
Fuck LA.
Fuck LA.
Oh, I would fuck L.A. all day. I love L.A.
That's sick.
Are you supposed to
I
do...
I love... Don't Do you love L.A.?
Yeah, I like it all right. It's fine.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
I'll die there.
We will.
Are you supposed to do anything with a dinner roll? Or you just eat it as it is?
Are you supposed to put... There's no butter, right?
Yeah.
You're doing something. You, sir. I'm looking at... You tell me. You're the answer. Sponge up the gravy.
Sponge okay.
Up the
Do we agree
gravy.
With that?
Well, that sounds right. I will say because this has a very. It's almost not exactly like this, but it's like a. What's the thing I'm thinking of? The fucking
sponge.
Dinner roll.
Sponge. That's the word I was looking for. It's like a Yorkshire pudding, kind of, but with a softer texture.
Yeah.
It's like that same sort of form factor, but more delicate. I love it. I like it's like a delicious piece of Wonder Bread. The texture is great. I also had myself some gizzards, which people said were must-haves here. The gizzards were delightful. That was a really nice execution of it. What do you think of that creamy slaw? Cream slaw, I'm sorry, Mitch.
I got slaw on my... Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, Jesus.
It's very good. I like it a lot. That's very good.
The texture of the gizzards is like very, you know, it's got like that great contrast of like the crispiness on the outside and then just like that kind of like almost, it's not gum-like, but it's just like a moist. I knew it wasn't that when I said it. That's
disgusting.
Why I say it's not like that. It's not
then
gum-like.
Then why say it?
It's like a little, it's like a softer, almost like a sort of pate you bite into. It's fucking great. I loved it.
You're trying to say something appetizing. You said meat gum, basically.
Yeah, I said meat gum. Don't act like
would
you wouldn't
you
eat it.
Would you guys chew meat gum?
I don't know if I would do meat gum. First of all, it would look like too much of like a fatty thing. If I went to 7-Eleven, I was like, pack of meat gum, please.
It's already on the counter for you.
There you go, buddy. I put it in a paper bag so no one has to see it.
Here's your meat gum and your copy of Gape Magazine.
Is that a real
magazine? I've seen all these holes. That's me looking at it. Will you hand me that other cider that's near Weiger?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was a tongue twister.
Did you guys... Okay, so let's get into your guys' meal a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
What sides did you guys get?
That's not mine.
Oh, we'll get into it right now.
Get into it.
We ordered a lot. We ordered $90 worth of food.
Jesus.
For me, Tony, and Emma. All right.
We got.
Ooh.
Uh oh. Where the? Oh, okay. Here we go. I got it. Jesus Christ. Thank you to Sean, by the way, who took our order. He was great.
Oh, he was so great.
We got an 8-piece with jumbo mac and jumbo mashed, half and half, half spicy, half regular. We got then a regular mac and cheese, and then we got also a regular mashed potatoes, no gravy, one regular beans, one regular potato salad, half pound fried okra, spicy, two bowls peach cobbler, two slices sweet potato pie, large Cajun fries, half pound buff chicken tenders, three honeys, three ranches, three hot sauces, two honey mustards, and three blue cheeses. And a grape crush for me, which was delicious.
So let's start in Sides Country. What did you think of all of those? I'll say that the beans that I had, which I believe you guys also got, unless I misheard you, I thought they have like a great... You know, they're sweet, but they're not overly sweet, which is always a thing I feel like with sometimes with a baked bean, the barbecue beans, it just got like that punishing sweetness, and that's not the case with these. I like them. They get a great hickoryness to them.
Yeah,
a little bit of spice too.
I enjoyed the beans.
Good beans.
You said everything about the beans. I like the beans.
They're good beans.
The beans were great.
The beans I get, I think, have like a pork base to them.
Oh, they do.
So I
didn't
have it.
You didn't have them.
You don't have to be sorry. I didn't try them.
But they were very tasty. I you were right. Kind of a little bit a thicker bean, a thicker sauce. It was a thicker bean. Big thicker bean sauce, not the bean itself. Stop making fun of me.
I just said nothing.
The mashed potatoes I thought were great. That was one of my favorite sides.
Yeah, I really liked the mashed. Do you have them right now?
No, I feel like that's the thing I whiffed on order wise. I did not get the
you
mashed
totally
potatoes.
Whiffed
How
on
did you not
that?
Get the mashed potatoes? Yeah, boo him, rightfully so. wow!
I love it. I relish your boos.
I wish your plane
I'm a
went
heel
down.
Now, Mayor Pete 2020. Yeah, bring it on.
I told them that you got detained for coronavirus. And then I had this whole bit where I was going to put on this medical mask.
How'd you get that medical mask, Mitch? That's interesting. Oh, my God.
It doesn't really fit around my head.
Yeah, Jesus.
Ah!
Like a little baby. It's a very... physical comedy routine as Mitch tries to keep on a hat and put on a
Jesus
mask.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to fall backwards in my... Oh!
Everyone who's listening to this just missed a master class in unintentional physical comedy.
And it's still halfway on after all that. Didn't your mommy give that to you?
Mother gave it to me.
Before she flew, was she wearing one?
She was like, you can't get coronavirus, and she gave it to me on a Royale.
And then you guys kissed.
And then I kissed her on the lips, but my mask was on.
That mask on your face is like trying to stretch a B-cup bra over the front of an airliner.
Nick loves it! He loves his joke!
Lord knows you've tried that, you sick fuck.
B-cup bra. I know boobs.
That's right.
Great. The mashed potatoes were great. I didn't have them with a gravy. I know, I suck. But I thought they were really good. We were talking about this earlier. If any of this food gets cold for a second, it goes down real fast.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, Mitch.
Sorry.
But the mashed potatoes were great. The mac and cheese, here's the thing. I love a Kraft macaroni and cheese. Everybody does, right? Or a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get a good mac and cheese outside of that for me. Even when people are like, oh, Thanksgiving, try my mac and cheese. And it's like, don't bother. Mm-hmm. But I felt like this mac and cheese, I was like, well, I really liked.
You liked
I was,
it very good.
I was, dare I say, blown away by
wow.
it.
Wow.
And I went back for it, got cold. I was still there. Yeah.
I liked it.
I really liked it.
It wasn't too soupy. You know, I feel like you get that, like, you could taste the cheese in it. I feel like sometimes you'll get that mac and cheese and you can't, it doesn't taste cheesy enough. You know what I'm saying, Wags?
Oh, it's got a great cheesiness to it, and that the texture is great. I mean, it's just like, the elbow macaroni is not too overcooked and the cheese flavor is intense. I will say that unfortunately, because, you know, I consider myself a creamsman, I would like to be a partisan of the cream slaw, but that, I think, is my low light of the three sides that I had. It's a good execution of it, but contra what you were saying about the mac and cheese, it is very soupy. It's basically like cabbage with cereal milk in it. It's just like,
that sounds great.
Now I don't like it, too. What the fuck?
And it's also very sweet, a little bit more. I'm not sure if this would be my top choice if I was going to get another side
from
here.
But do you like coleslaw?
I love coleslaw.
Oh.
I've come back around to coleslaw.
Oh, okay.
I had a period in the wilderness where I wasn't eating any coleslaw. And then I just basically was like, you know what? I think I like this stuff again and started ordering it some more. And it's great. It's a nice, less heavy side if you're going to have a sandwich or something.
I'm going to just say it. I'm going to put it out there right now for everyone.
Uh-oh.
Before we get to we still got a little ways to go. Don't worry. Or maybe you'd be happy if this is over quicker. I'm not sure if this is Golden Play Club or not for me. It's a very close...
Are we jumping?
Okay. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there right now. I've been thinking about it. And I don't know if it is, but we should get to the chicken, and I'm going to explain why.
Yeah, you're saying this before we've gotten to the piece de resistance, the famous part of Azelle's.
Which Tony could not have.
Did not partake.
Well, we should talk about the okra. We got spicy fried okra.
Yeah, talk about the okra.
Yeah.
Okra.
We got okra, and what was his name? James?
Sean.
Okay. Sean said, get the fried okra, get it spicy, and dip it in blue cheese. And I said, okay, easy. That blue cheese was great.
The homemade blue cheese rules. Yeah. And he was like, our blue cheese isn't homemade and it's good. And we were like, whatever.
Oh, it is homemade?
That's what they were saying, yeah.
Oh, it was great. I thought he was just, okay, that was great.
Yeah.
Blue cheese was a highlight. The okra was, I would say, good.
Yeah.
It was fine. We did, because this was an outside one where you ordered and then... eat somewhere else.
We did not know that going up. There was no, it was just a window.
Yeah.
And there was a bar across the street where you could eat it at. Al's or something? What was that bar? Al's. And we didn't go there because I was too embarrassed to unload $90 worth of food on their table.
It was a lot.
And get one drink. So we didn't go in there. We ate at the hotel.
Right.
And okra probably travels, I can't believe...
It traveled.
Oprah's shipping okra, huh? Down to herself in L.A.
Chicago.
Oh, it's in Chicago. Okay.
Isn't that where she had it shipped? You read it.
I don't know. I forget what it was.
The thing I read said Chicago, but I'm sure she has a residence in L.A.
Okay.
Sure. But I thought it kept, as far as like, it wasn't too mushy. It had a great texture to it. I like a fried veggie. Dipping it in that blue cheese, it was almost just a spoon to get blue cheese into my mouth.
Yep, that's what most things are for me.
Yeah.
Including actual spoons.
Yeah. but it was good. I don't know. What'd you think?
I liked it. At first I didn't love it, and then I turned on it and I enjoyed it. Okra is strange. It's slimy. It's a slimy vegetable.
It can be slimy.
Yeah.
If you don't do it well, I feel like.
I like okra. I will say, like, I've had it more. You know, the times I've had it like stewed, like a, you know, like an Indian preparation of it. I kind of like it a little bit more than the deep fried varietal you'll run into a lot of times. But I do like an okra. It can be slimy. You're absolutely right. Let's talk about the chicken a little bit.
Okay.
So. I got the two-piece spicy.
Wow.
Because I am something of a heat seeker. And this has a good spice level to it. It's not like super hot. It's more just sort of like it's like ooh. It's not like woo, you know. It's just like a little, it's like a little tingle, it's like a little sizzle.
Oh, so it's like ooh and not like ooh.
Yeah, it's like a it's not a flamethrower. It's just like a little, you know, it's a little tingle in there.
Okay.
But it's good. The texture of the breading is fantastic. The chicken is really well cooked and moist.
The thing I love the most about it was the breading. The breading is fantastic. My piece was kind of fatty.
They're supposed to trim the fat. That's one of the things they're the things
it
they
was
do
a little bit
prepare.
Fatty. You saw it. It was a little bit fat. It was a fatty piece, folks. I don't know if they saw the fatty, gave him fatty. Some sort of bullshit like that. But it was a little bit fatty, Nick.
Mm. But is that the end of the world, though?
No, it's not. It's okay. Yeah. The breast was fatty. Mm. And then the drumsticks, the breast was fatty. I'm not going to say the breast was fatty and over again, but the breast was fatty.
You literally just did.
The breast was a little bit fatty, but the drumstick, the breast was fatty.
I fucking get it.
That's like an 80s compliment. Breasts were fatty, bro. Oh, God damn it.
You're doing great.
Bye, mommy.
Never come late to a show again, you piece of shit.
I would have liked to.
I got chocolate on my mask, on my hazmat mask.
I will I had the original for the gizzard, and I had the spicy for the chicken, the uh-huh. chicken breast and the thigh that I got, and I prefer the spicy naturally, but the original is no slouch. The original is great. I would maybe get the half and half if I got the chicken again.
I like the spicy as well. The spicy is great. Yeah, I preferred it over the original.
But it is excellent fried chicken. Was the meat moist at least?
The meat was very moist. Yeah. Yes.
I feel like you had one rogue piece that was maybe. Mm. Not ideal, uh-huh. but I feel like the overall quality level is just so high.
It's high. It is high. We also got some desserts. We got the sweet potato pie, and wait, is that what it was? It was sweet potato pie, and the
peach cobbler. I think is the other one they offer. Yeah.
Yes, I liked both of them a lot. I thought they were both good.
Yeah, I liked them too. The peach cobbler was there maybe. A lot of the day?
Yeah.
Mm. Or I saw them all stacked up and I was like, ooh, what's that? And it was like, oh, this is, I don't know how fast they go through them.
Yeah, I would have liked it warm or something too if you could heat it up. We should have probably just heated it up a little bit.
Well, sure. It was also darker than I thought.
Yeah.
That like some pieces or part of it was like gray.
Yeah. Yeah, there's someone in Seattle. You guys love gray salt. These are gray salt caramels. You like gray peach cobbler. It's just naturally gray here constantly.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It was good. I thought it was
tasty.
Yeah,
I thought it was good. I was picturing it was good, not as great as I picture peach cobbler. All mm-hmm. right, calm down. Jesus. But
you're not from here, are you?
But I still enjoy. I mean, I still ate a fucking bowl of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And a sweet potato pie.
I also will say it's hard to figure out how much you should get here, which is no fault of them. Mm-hmm. But it says a half pound of okra. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I was looking
at
it.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
I will say it was amazing. I saw Mitch in his, like, we were going over the menu and, like, sides and everything, and then we had it all. Emma was writing it down, and then we went sides first and everything, and then we went to the chicken, and it was like, oh, if you get these two, then you get those sides, and it was like, oh, fuck, we already did all this thing, and Mitch was like, don't worry, I have it, and he, like, did all this, like, food conversion math of, like, if we order this, then we can get that in, like, seconds. It was truly fucking
it was very
amazing
much that moment
and
in,
sad.
It was that moment in A Beautiful Mind.
It was.
Where I saw combos and I like just started putting the things into combos. Yeah.
You like you saw everything and then you ate all the images.
The guy's like, why are you doing that with your finger and putting it into your mouth?
It was amazing.
I started doing it in my head and then the guy at the cashier was tearing up because it was... I've never seen anything like that before. I quit.
It was also like kind of extra embarrassing and funny because Mitch kept, we were ordering a Lyft and he kept like going up to the counter being like, is that our food? Is that our food? Like every 4 hours.
I had to check in because
I know,
our Lyft was coming. And this is like most self-conscious thing in the world to me is I never want to be like, is my food ready, please? I need my food. I'm hungry. And like, she's...
I mean, you don't need to say it.
That's my whole point, you asshole. Is that she saw me coming up and she's like, here he comes again. And I was like, no, I know what this looks like. but our Lyft is here. And then the Lyft driver left without us. It was fucked up. We fucked up bad.
We were fine.
We were fine, but I just kept asking her. She was like, sir, your order will be ready soon. And I was like, no, I know.
I was also like, I'll go check. And he's like, no, I'll check.
I was like, I took the bullet. I should have just let you check.
Yeah.
After you left, they were like, this is why we switched to a window-only policy. just order the Lyft after you get your food.
We did. We fucked up. We thought our order was ready and we ordered it. Okay, we fucked up.
I will say,
well, hold on. You didn't come to the show on time, you piece of shit.
I'm just saying, if instead of having this anxiety about to these spinning plates,
well, I'm just saying, just fucking get a plane that comes here on time.
Nailed them.
Okay, so the sweet potato pie.
This is our last live show. Seattle, you get the last live show. What do you think of that, Wags?
So this is where we carry out the pact?
We must not speak of the pact.
I thought we were going to save that for your hometown. I think the sweet potato pie was a bite of heaven. It's just an outstanding dessert. It's so, so good. I think that might be my favorite bite of this entire meal. And, you know, some of this is hot food that's been sitting for a little bit in a, you know, and this is a cold item that it's going to travel a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But it is just such a well-executed a classic dessert. And I fucking, yeah. I've had sweet potato pies where I'm like, all right, whatever. Yeah, I get it. But then this is the one that reminds me, oh, I get why this is some people's like favorite thing. Wow. It's just like so, so well executed. Just delicious.
Damn.
Love it.
You're really liking it. It's not cold, the food? It was warm?
It's warmish. Cold. This is all warmish. Wow. Everything is warmish. It's not ideal. But you know, I'm given the circumstances, I applaud everyone for making this happen and letting me eat this on stage. I will say the one negative of this meal is written on top of my fried chicken combo.
Oh, God.
Is the number 45, which of course is
the
a number that makes
buffoon.
Me think of the orange buffoon, the current occupant of the White House.
Did you get Trump's order accidentally?
Maybe. So that's really the only drawback here. I think all the food was outstanding. And I think at this point we should get to our final thoughts on Izzel.
All right.
So Tony, Mitch, I'm curious as to what your assessment is going to be. Does Tony get, I guess you should just give a full fork ranking and you should just sort of say what you think based on an experience as a vegetarian there. Mm-hmm. So say your final thoughts on this chain and an assessment on the order of 0 to 5 forks. You are a guest. We'll begin with you.
Okay, great. I get it. I didn't try the main thing here. So that's that. Yeah. Okay. So I understand that. I got a lot of the sides, both of the desserts. I guess the only side I didn't try was the beans. Love the mashed potatoes. Again, great consistency with the mac and cheese. Went back for it a few times. The bread, I'm not sopping up in gravy. So again, that's a reflection on am I trying this food to the full potential I get. But did I dip it in blue cheese? Yeah. And was it great? For sure. So with all that into account, you know, let's everybody take that into account. I get that. Mm-hmm. With that said, I love a peach cobbler. It's my favorite dessert. So maybe I set the bar a bit high for that. And again, did I eat it? Absolutely. Sweet potato pie, so great. And I don't eat a lot of sweet potato pie. What I'm getting to is I'm going to have to say, oh, boy. Seattle, I love you, okay? And remember that.
Oh,
remember
no.
that, okay? I lived
oh,
here.
No.
I get it, all right? Okay? I'm going to give it... I didn't get to try the chicken. Okay. I'm going to give it a... and this is subject to change when I hear you guys. I'm going to give it a... Oh, no! A 2.5.
Wow!
Oh my God! Oh no!
Subject to change. Oh, subject no. to change.
Oh no!
We can't make you happy. It's a part of your thing.
One guy just thumbs down.
Honestly,
yeah, I
truly
fucking
scary.
Get it? Yeah. Oh, man. All right. I get it. We're all fine. It's okay.
We're going to need a police escort for Tony.
I know. Guys, it's okay.
Jesus. What do you think, Spoon Man?
Jesus.
Oh, man. Well.
I know, and you fucking pander. You.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Look, Seattle is a great city.
I'm confused by you.
I am confused. I meant that in a good way.
Oh, shut up.
I'm confusing. People are confused why they came out to see me. I'm a confusing man. It's a confusing city in a good way. All right, good. But there's a lot of great things here. The song Spoon Man could have been written in front of an Azelle.
That's true.
For all we know, it's the home of Spoon Man. Nirvana, Macklemore, as you said, Weiger. The Seahawks. Wow, no one's even popping for the Seahawks? What the fuck is going on? Pike's Place Market? We were going to do a fish toss on stage, and Weiger thought it would be too grim. I thought it would be fun to try to catch a fish. Whoever could catch a fish better wins. And then we were going to maybe do like a giant Swedish fish. But then we were like, that's hard to get. It's hard to get a giant Swedish fish.
Yeah, and not a thing that generally exists.
I think it exists.
Okay.
I believe. Azelle's is very good. It's a very good restaurant. It is good.
I agree with you.
It is very, very good.
I just know some and things you were saying earlier. So
I said, I
ahead.
Told you that the chicken was fatty. You got to learn to pander, you fool. I got one chicken piece that was very fatty. And for real, I was between 3.75 forks and 4 forks. Swagger, hold on. Hold on. And I don't know what I'm going to rank yet. And everyone's so mad at you.
No, I know. It didn't feel good.
Oh, man. Fuck it. 3.94 forks.
Wow.
3.9 forks. Oh, man.
All right. My score is going to change.
Weiger. Oh, Courtney Love's going to kill us.
Do you know if this food came from the same Azelle's?
I don't know.
I believe it. Did? Yes, it did.
It did. I will first say, in defense of our good friend Tony, we put her in an unenviable position of being someone who doesn't eat fried chicken or chicken at all and having to review a fried chicken restaurant. She agreed to
this
do the show before
fault.
We sat
Hold
on the train.
Hold up a mirror to yourself.
She was a good sport about it, so... I am going to say that I believe since this is a fried chicken restaurant, we can lop two eligible forks off of her score and say that it is 2.5 out of 3, which is pretty good for the sides. So don't attack Tony, please.
And also, I'm very shaken from this whole night.
Yeah.
So my fork rating is actually out of 4 forks.
Okay. So Mitch is giving a very good... 3.9
out of four forks. Holy shit.
Here's what I'm going to do. I didn't get the full experience because I got this brought to me, although I think since it is a to-go window sort of establishment, I guess to-go is maybe the way a lot of people have it. Ideally, I would have liked to have eaten it fresh instead of it sitting inside a warming container for about a half hour, but circumstances were what they are.
Yes, you had to write jokes for fucking Watto.
I had to write jokes
you
for baby Watto.
You had to write fucking Muppet jokes.
Yeah.
Do you remember one?
Wah. I got... Annie. I got blue cum in my diaper.
He comes as a baby?
He does, yeah. It's a thing about...
Is it baby Watto or baby Wario?
Wah!
Spoiler alert, Wario becomes a key supporting character.
Wow!
Yeah.
You heard it here first, yeah. Folks.
So, that said, the chicken is delicious. It's excellent. If I had this, I can tell this is just very, very high quality fried chicken. The battering is great. The chicken was moist. I loved it. The gizzards were great. The slaw was maybe the one weak point, but it was still a good slaw, and I think there are people who like that kind of preparation. The beans and mac and cheese were both just dynamite sides. I mean, those would do any place proud of, any fried chicken or barbecue place. And the sweet potato pie was I was going to say icing on the cake, but it's pie. But whatever.
Well, it actually works.
It still kind of works. It's a dessert course.
Mm-hmm.
Icing on the cake.
And cupcakes are kind of like pie, yes.
So I am going to give Ezel's 4.5 forks out of 4.5 forks.
Out of 4.5 forks? You know what?
You know what?
I'm bumping mine up to 4 forks out of 5 forks.
Wow.
I'm going to bump mine up.
What? From 2.5 to what?
Wait, what is my score out of?
3.
I'll stay. That's a good score.
I'm going to issue a ruling and say that this place is an iconic Seattle eatery with excellent food, and it deserves to be in the Golden Plate Club. So welcome to the Golden Plate Club, Ezel's.
Well, you can't just do that.
Wait, it's still the scores average out that way anyway.
I like dicks better.
Yeah,
I do. I
too.
Like dicks better.
I'd go back to either. But hey, that was our review of Ezel's Famous Chicken.
Nice.
That means it's time for a segment.
A new segment.
A new segment. Emma, hit it.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling, tossed salads and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused, yeah, maybe. But I got some eggs. But we all gonna taste these tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
We're gonna eat tossed salad and scrambled eggs. We got a big old salad.
Tell them what time we got this.
We got this about 3 hours ago. And here are some scrambled eggs.
Oh, you're dumping them in there? Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
It fell out in one
dressing?
Piece.
You're putting dressing on it?
We're putting dressing on it. That's right. It's tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Oh, God.
And then I'll toss.
Have you in real life ever tossed a salad?
I have. No, I've never tossed this. Oh. Why you're fucking...
The answer with Mitch is no either way.
Oh, here's Weiger
might as well work at a Sweet Greens. That guy tosses salad on the regular.
So that's a no.
I've never eaten butt. Is that what tossing salad is?
I think that has a specific connotation.
Why?
It's like
lettuce. Like tossing a salad is so far from eating a butt.
So the way I hear that specific act described is that there is some sort of additional element introduced. Like a syrup or a preserves that would aid the butt eating and make it taste a little less like
no,
ass.
Is that for real?
I heard it.
Maybe you're asking them like knowing that they're freaks.
We all
That's
eat ass
not
up
a
here.
Freak thing. That's just a thing.
Oh, I'm not shaming. I'm just saying like freaks, like cool freaks.
Hashtag
cool freaks. It makes sense now when you said like chocolate syrup and stuff, because that is what I use on my salads most of the time.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
I just, you know, again, This is what I heard.
That's very fair.
I never tossed. I'm staying. I'm not going down there.
You're not going down there at all.
I mean. Oh no. Hold on a second. No. I'm not DJ Khaled or whatever his name is. I'll go down there. I've said this before.
I've said it before. I will go down there.
I'm like the Tootsie Roll owl.
Three licks.
One, two, three.
And then you take a big bite.
I take a big bite.
Oh, God.
She's like, what the fuck? She's like,
sorry,
I told you, I'm like
mommy.
The Tootsie Roll owl. No. Oh, God, fuck. Don't say that joke. Dear God.
All right,
she said
do
it was
it.
My mom, by the way. You didn't hear that. All right, I'm going to toss this.
So while Mitch is doing this tossing, I have opened up the Genius page for this song.
Nice.
Writer Bruce Miller was asked by the creators of Frasier to come up with a song for the show. They wanted something pretty, eclectic, and jazzy, but to avoid any direct references to specific subject matter. So it's necessary to stay away from the words about psychiatry, radio shows, the name Frasier, and anything else directly indicating aspects of the show. So he came up...
That's very funny.
...with the title theme of the song stating that those things were mixed up, tossed salad and scrambled eggs, like Frasier Crane's patients.
Huh?
They're mixed up. Like, they got a little... There's something a little... They got a screw loose. Oh, they're mixed up.
They go... So it is. They are supposed to be combined, tossed salad and scrambled
eggs. No, the idea is that tossed salad is something that is mixed up. Scrambled eggs is something else that is also mixed up.
Oh, shit.
Chocolate milk could be another option, something that's mixed up, just sort of tossed together. And that's meant to represent someone who's mixed up in the head, as the idiom goes.
All right, now it makes more sense.
Yeah. No, I think we could have eaten these independently and accomplished the same thing, but this is fine. Let's eat this fucking gross concoction. Send it this way.
Shouldn't
I want to get this over
like,
with.
I'm a psychiatrist, man. Why didn't they just make it that instead?
I think, again, order from the show's producers was to make it so it wasn't like that kind of on-the-nose sort of theme song you saw on other 80s and 90s sitcoms. Mm.
I'm going to say this. There might be a little bit of chocolate in there, too.
Jesus Christ.
Tony's going for it.
You didn't take a bite.
I will.
What is the dressing? Because it looked pink.
I said, give us your pinkest dressing, please.
Like a raspberry vinaigrette.
It's like a raspberry vinaigrette.
Oh, I guess. God. I'm guessing.
And they said, is this pink enough? I said, no. Please. Something pinker. Here we go.
Mitch is taking a little bite here.
Like my wee-wee.
Tony, you didn't seem disgusted by it.
In I got a piece of egg on
in
there.
In all honesty, I didn't get egg. Sorry.
Here we go. I got a big piece of egg. I got some lettuce. Here we go. Now?
All right, send it this way. I want to fucking eat this thing.
Even the
get
smell.
This fucking over with. Mm. I need a sweet potato pie on standby.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay, here we go. Fuck.
Can you just get wafts of egg?
Thank God that bite is over.
I think the key issue here is this dressing. It just looks like Pepto-Bismol is dumped over the top of it. It's repulsive to the eyes.
You got some egg in there?
Yeah, I got some fucking egg on the... It's egg and fucking whatever this green leaf lettuce is. I'm taking a little bit of a smaller bite. Okay, here we go. I'm going to take it.
There we go.
Oh, I hate it. It tastes so bad. Oh, I got such a big piece of egg.
Yeah, there were big pieces of egg in there.
Oh, it's gross. Why did we do this?
We thought Seattle would like it.
They didn't.
Oh, he might throw up.
Yeah.
He might throw up, folks.
Yeah.
A Doughboy's first. Oh! Oh!
I didn't throw up. I just spit into a bag.
He just whispered to me, I'm saving that for later.
Natalie often says that.
That was gnarly.
I think you guys are out of your mind. I enjoy it quite a bit.
Do you really?
Yeah, why not? Great. For Scratch, Grand Leg, starts out.
Uh-oh. Look. Oh, fuck.
What?
Nothing.
Do you need a bag?
No.
Do you want a bag? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's keep the show going. I will. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, show him, Mitch. Yeah. Yeah, he'll learn. Also, while walking here, Mitch is like, I didn't brush my teeth. Yes, that is true. Don't wag your finger. That's true. Oh, I brushed him today, but not when I got up from my nap. Is that what you're going to say? Yeah, okay.
Fuck. Fuck.
You have not swallowed yet.
But you showed that guy. Oh.
He's chewing it like a like an outfielder with like tobacco.
Or
just
like,
a mixture of scrambled eggs and lettuce. Oh God. Mitch just gagged. Yeah, but Mitch is trying very hard not to regurgitate. He's making some very dismayed faces.
Fuck.
How are you still chewing?
Yeah, what are you still chewing? He's so concentrated.
We did it, folks. What a triumph.
Oh, my God. Dear God.
I know. We're going to have to deal with you afterwards.
I told you my stomach was hurting today. Also, we went to the guy at the restaurant and we were like, do you have scrambled eggs? And they're like, no. We're like, can you make us 3 scrambled eggs? And he was like, I'll ask. And he came back and he's like, he said, they'll do it. So a place that doesn't make it. Oh, my God. All right, we'll pass this out to the audience.
No. Oh.
No one has to eat that. And if you do eat that, Doughboys Media is not liable. Guys, it's time to take some questions, just like a restaurant via feedback. Let's open up the feedback. So we're going to take 3 audience questions. Our producer, Emma Erdbrink, is out here. Emma, everyone.
Hi.
Oh, fuck.
All right, Emma's going to call, going to tell us who's going to ask the questions, and then you guys can just come up to... Where is the mic, Emma?
I have it in my hand. I'm probably going to stand right there in the middle.
Okay, great. So you just
feels
come out...
best.
Come
I got
down here.
Stephen West, Ryan Sandrew, and Scott. I think your last name is Mac. I pulled that from your email.
Come on down, guys.
You guys can meet me right up front by the stage.
While you're after eating that salad, I feel quite Frasier-y.
How
the,
so?
The salad's right here. Duh. Nobody wanted it.
Duh.
That was disgusting.
Frasier's catchphrase.
Duh.
Niles.
True or false, did you audition to be Eddie?
Is that the dog?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I wish. Isn't that the dog from The Mask?
I don't know if it was the same dog.
It wasn't the same dog?
It might be.
He's one of my favorite actors. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. What's your name?
Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Hi.
Yeah, he's weird. He's a weird guy. Sorry.
Real preamble real quick. Mitch, me and my wife have a tuxedo cat.
Baby.
He's a tripod. And
wow.
Yeah. Very cute cat, and we love following Wally and Irma.
Hell yeah. What's the cat's name?
Chip.
Chip rules.
Yeah. When you say tripod, do you mean he's got 3 legs or he's got a big old dick?
Because if it's the latter, Wire's coming on with you guys tonight.
No comment. So, recently, my wife and I have gone vegan / vegetarian.
Oh, congrats. Yeah! Very cool.
We did break it to review this chain.
Thank you.
Pretty good chicken, but yeah. Anyways, we're going to L.A. next week, and with Ratfuck Pete Buttigieg stealing the election, we're...
Yeah!
We're from my home state, fuck him. But anyway, we're deciding that we may break it in order to go to an L.A. chain and, you know, just kind of kill ourselves with fast food. Mm-hmm. So if you have any suggestions of where to go, we'd love to hear them. And then Tony... if we are going to stay vegetarian and vegan, fast food chains would you suggest?
That's good.
Good two-parter.
Where in L.A. are you going to be?
Santa Monica.
Wow.
Okay.
Weiger's neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So there is, if you're talking specifically of chains, that's one thing. I will say if you're going to be in Santa Monica and you're trying to eat vegetarian, there is an Indian place that Natalie and I go to with regularity called Chandni. They have a buffet and they have dinner. It's vegetarian and it's fucking fantastic, and it's just a great little hole in the wall there that's been there on Wilshire forever. But as far as chains go,
also go to Nick's apartment.
Yeah, come by.
Bring your big dicked cat.
But I like as far as chains go, Mitch. I mean. LA chains, I mean, In-N-Out Burger is the obvious one. I'm trying to think of less obvious ones that are maybe worth it. You know, Zanku Chicken is a very distinct, specific LA.
Zanku you should go to.
Armenian chicken place.
Also, the Godmother over in Santa Monica, if you're in Santa Monica.
Yeah, they have a great, if you want to just say fuck it and just have an Italian hero, yeah, they have a great sub there.
Wally's not packing heat down there. He's a lot like his master in many ways.
His master?
Yes, I am his master.
Ooh.
His father and his lover.
This sounds lame, but it's a chain veggie grill. Is that just a California thing? Oh, you have it. Yeah, I feel like I'm not too much of a fan.
I got one.
Okay.
Monty's Good Burger.
Oh, that's a great
that
choice.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
So that place is all plant-based, and it's like fast food. It's just like straight up. It's akin to a Shake Shack, but it's all plant-based, and it's excellent. The product is very, very good. I definitely recommend that. It's over on Western. It's a little bit out of your way from Santa Monica, but worth the trip.
Yeah. I have other I don't know chains, but I have other specific recommendations, like Green Leaves or Sage or Elf or all of those.
You know what I would say is there is some fantastic, I imagine there's some fantastic sushi up here, but there's some fantastic sushi in LA. So, I mean, that's the sort of thing. If you just want to say, like, fuck it, go to a place like Shunji and just have a fucking fantastic, amazing dinner. Or go all the fucking way and go to like Musso and Frank and have just like a classic fucking steak and have that experience. Have some waiters be mean to you.
Can't we talk more about his cat's dick?
Yeah.
The food recommendations are too real and boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about, Mitch?
I don't know. It'd be weird. If you suck in a cat's dick, it's all hairy.
It's like barbed and curvy.
It comes out of the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that it just, like, got long and it was, like, long and hairy.
No, it'll catch you like a fish hook.
Oh, really?
They can reel you in if you try to suck that thing.
Mitch, I'll DM you on Instagram some pictures.
Oh, please do.
Nice.
Of the
Thank
dick?
You so much for the question.
Yay.
Just the dick.
Thank you.
Hi. What's your name?
Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Nothing much. Just at your podcast.
Cool.
Ryan rules.
I don't want to take full credit for the question because my friend told me to ask it to pander to Weiger.
Okay, that's fine. Fuck him.
Fuck him. What food from a video game would you want to eat? Weiger.
Ooh, fuck. So Weiger. Wait, so he only can answer? Fine, I'll sit this one out, you piece of shit.
No, please answer. I want you to answer.
I want you to answer too.
I, the thing that always comes to mind is that nothing has looked more delectable than wall meat. Like, if you bust open a wall in Castlevania, and there's just a fucking whole Thanksgiving turkey
there.
The
fact that you're getting, like, applause breaks in the audience. Some guys are like, yeah, like, standing up.
Or, like, Mayor Mike Hagar, like, busts open an oil barrel in Final Fight, and there's just a big fucking, like, turkey leg there, and it restores your health.
That's always strange to me, that just in a barrel there's a cooked thing of meat.
Yeah. Different rules. But I think
I mean, there's something to be said for all the dishes that Link is able to whip up in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. Would you eat the nasty food, the weird guy?
Yeah, I'd eat the fucked up food.
Yeah.
I would just ate tossed salad and scrambled eggs. Yeah. Didn't enjoy it.
That would be like blurred out food, I feel like.
But that at least restores your health.
Yeah.
I mean, this, what do we get
our,
out of
our health meter went down, I believe.
And then you got, I mean, fucking one-up mushroom. I mean, a second chance at life, sure.
Man, imagine if you got if you ate the red mushroom and got bigger. It would scare me. Would you throw me or something?
Just twice your size?
Yeah, that'd be terrifying.
I'd just be like, hey, buddy. It'd be the same guy, just the largest man in the world. Any video? Tony, are you much of a gamer?
I have two older brothers, so I got to watch a lot of games growing up. So I can't think. Isn't there like the make me a burger sort of? What is the Burger Time?
Burger Time. It's back in the day. Yeah.
I guess that's. I don't know. That could be good.
So your answer is.
There's a lot of banana peels. Where'd those bananas go? I don't know.
Ooh, are they eating the bananas in the cart? No.
Somebody is.
They pick up a banana peel weapon, right?
Yeah, but somebody has to supply them. Mm.
And Donkey Kong in Donkey Kong Country merely seems to be hoarding them. Mm. Like, he just has a banana cave with his ever-growing banana stash, but he doesn't seem
Donkey
to be eating
Kong
them.
Is, like, part of the 1% for
he
the
is,
monkeys,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
He has thousands and thousands and thousands of bananas that he doesn't share with anyone. Yeah.
Or red shell turtles. Maybe those are good.
Gonna eat a Koopa Troopa?
Why the fuck not? They're evil as hell.
No, they're just frontline soldiers. They're just doing the job they were conscripted to do.
Or those eggs that...
Fucking roast up Ludwig von Koopa. I'll eat the shit out of Ludwig. I'd go to town on Princess Peach's cake that she gives you.
Whoa!
Okay, all right. Okay.
I'd fucking give it three licks. Hell yeah. Now that's
I did not
a
mean I would
cobbler.
Go down on fucking Princess. No. I think that would throw me off. If it was Peach, I would take a bite like the owl. I'd get in trouble.
There's no way she'd let you go down on her.
Mario instead? Oh, yeah, I guess I am more like Wario. Or...
yeah.
That cake at the end of Mario 64 looks fucking delicious.
It's just a JPEG, but it's very, very enticing.
Yes.
It's very rewarding. Very memorable.
A very memorable cake.
Absolutely.
I give Yoshi a little kiss on the lips and get out of there.
Thank you for the question. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Scott.
Hi,
hey,
Scott.
Hey, Scott.
How y'all doing?
And I did it with you, caught on to me.
Y'all.
How y'all doing? My question is...
You got a little drawl going on?
I'm from here. No. Oh,
okay. Seattle people are cool. They're cooler than we
Very
are.
Very cool.
Have you guys ever had or like made a fast food staple or had one at home? Like, have you ever made a Big Mac at home?
Wow.
Have you ever had someone make a fast food staple at home? Like, my mom used to make, like... lettuce wraps from P.F. Chang's. No, I'm not doing that. But like my friend makes like Crunchwrap Supremes from like have you ever had just like a fast food staple that someone else has made at home that's better than the original?
Our buddy Payman Benz, who was on the podcast previously, I can't remember the name of the chain we reviewed.
That poke bowl place.
Yeah, we reviewed a poke place. But Payman is a very industrious man, and he has been workshopping Crunchwrap Supremes on his own and trying them with different meats, and he sends me pictures of them. And he's just like, he's just incrementally getting better at it. So I think it's someday he's going to perfect it, and it's going to shock the world.
Wow.
Yeah, but he's been working at it. I will say, as a boy, as a fat boy, I got my dad to try to make, like, there used to be these cookbooks, or they were like, they were fucking in the fucking newspaper that would say, like, here's how you make this fast food item. And I found the one for a Kentucky Fried Chicken and, like, asked my dad to make it. And he went to all the trouble to do it, and he had to, like, get the pressure cooker out from under the, like, because it's made with a pressure cooker. It was a gigantic pain in the ass. And then we had it, and it tasted like KFC, but
why bother? Because you can just
it
go...
It tastes like KFC?
Yeah, it
that's, did. It a, the secret recipe was in the paper?
It was. I mean, it was close enough. It was close enough for comfort.
That's insane.
That's shocking.
Your dad's the new colonel?
Is that how it works? It's like the Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man. It's funny that your friend is like doing this a lot, because it doesn't seem like it would take that long to get a Crunchwrap Supreme mastered.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think there are some little bits of magic that they do there in the Taco Bell kitchen.
Really?
That it takes a little bit of doing to reverse engineer.
Right. Remember when Taco Bell like came out with like canned beans and like sauce?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Stuff at the grocery store.
Yeah. So I feel like we, I didn't grow up with a lot of money, so that would be like a name brand thing. Like the Taco Bell canned beans would be like, whoa, all right. So I remember on taco nights doing that, where it would be like Taco Bell hard shell, and like we like splurge and we're like, yeah, Taco Bell at all, and do our own tacos. But I don't think as an adult there's anything that I've made at home that was like, I'm trying to replicate this fast food, personally.
Yeah, no, of course not.
All right, thank you.
I was storing, until my mom came, I was storing things on top of my stove at my house.
Like
there
what?
There were like papers, Doughboys papers. Like cease and desist notices. No, I've never done it. I go to the drive-thru. I'm not a fucking maniac. I can't outsmart the Colonel. I can't outsmart Ronald McDonald. Who do I think I am? I think shame on all of you who thinks they can outdo a Crunchwrap Supreme or a Cheesy Gordita Crunch. Go and get it. Support these corporations. We've taught you through this podcast.
Guys, thank you so much for the questions. Guys, I know this was an unusual show, but I just want to take 1 second to acknowledge Emma, Mitch, and Tony, who are fucking heroic at carrying this thing. Thank you guys so much.
Weigers, the Lolita Express is still running at the airport, right?
I got to get back there. But guys, that's our show. Thank you so much for coming out here. Tony, Charlene, Ramos! Until next time, for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating.
See ya. Thank you, Seattle.
Thank you, Seattle.
Fat boys are back, and you know they can never be whack. The fat boys are back. Do you like the fat boys?
Sources for this week's intro are available in the episode description.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.